Cincinnati Opera premieres a new work this week that puts America's criminal justice system on trial. It is called Blind Injustice, and it's based on a book of the same name by former federal prosecutor Mark Godsey about six people wrongly convicted in Ohio. Elizabeth Creamer has the story.
As a University of Cincinnati law professor, Mark Godsey works with students to correct cases of wrongfully convicted persons in Ohio. He took on this role after getting involved in the innocence movement. But that was after years of working as a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York.
I had been in denial about a lot of the problems in the system as a prosecutor, and I'd been very sort of arrogant about it.
He had a change of heart after working on wrongful conviction cases. That work prompted him to co-found the Ohio Innocence Project and write his 2017 book, Blind Injustice.
When killers and perverts come calling, you need me. I don't care about your color, your age, your sex, your God, you need without me, it's only chaos. I am the prosecutor.
The idea of making an opera came months before the book's publication, when Ohio Innocence Project members began talking about a choral work with Cincinnati's Young Professionals Choral Collective.
From that, the conversation snowballed into saying, wait a minute, there's an opera here.
That's Evans Mirages, Cincinnati Opera's artistic director. He soon had librettist David Cote and director and dramaturge Robin Guarino working with six exonerees in the book. Guarino recalls the interviews with the exonerees.
And we were so struck by their incredible storytelling. They were so amazingly rendered. You could see them visually.
Last week, the company performed at a Cincinnati church. One piece tells a story, as Cote heard it, from one of the exonerees known as the East Cleveland Three, African-American teenagers who spent two decades in prison for murder based on the false testimony of a 14-year-old girl. Cote remembers how that came together.
He took a piece of paper from my pad and he started drawing the diagram of the street, and that became a libretto of a scene of the crime. With them describing the street, and this, there's a blind spot here, and there's a bridge that comes over here.
About 40% of the libretto is directly from interviews. Some exonerees discussed experiences rarely shared with anyone. Clarence Elkins conveyed a dark moment. He was convicted for the rape and murder of his mother-in-law and the rape of his six-year-old niece. In his prison cell, Elkins was frightened and became paranoid.
And so I'm like, what is going on? And all the screaming and the hollering and the gang talks and you know, all those types of things that I'm experiencing, you know, and I thought I was being plotted to be, you know, killed.
Cote used Elkins' words to create the scene of him in his cell, where he kept water from his sink constantly running and his mattress wet from fear of being burned alive.
And I barricaded myself in the back corner of my cell, and I wet everything down, even the blankets, everything. I put water on everything, everything but my Bible.
Blind Injustice has a rich soundscape by Scott Davenport Richards.
Eugene is free.
You hear pop music, you hear vernacular music, jazz, blues. You hear film scores in which all of this vocabulary is used.
I can taste, I can hear.
People need to be aware that innocent people go to prison every day.
Nancy Smith, an exoneree falsely accused of child molestation, says the opera has given her a new voice and voice to others like her.
It's not just something that happens every now and then. Every day somebody that is innocent of a crime is going to prison.
The team behind Blind Injustice say although this opera tells Ohio stories, they are not so different from those across the country where other innocence projects are working.
This must